Hello, everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pod. Today, we've got a newbie lesson for you. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Hola.
What are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk about a bottle of water.
A bottle of water.
Yes.
Okay. One of the very most comforting things that I carry around with me when I'm a tourist.
Definitely. So you need to know how to say a bottle of water, mm-hmm. and you need to know what type of water. Because it's amazing, like in the States, if I don't know how to speak English, you say a bottle of water, and they're like, flat, spring, sparkling, non-sparkling, blah, 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 blah.
That's true. There's a lot of kinds of water.
There is. So, you know.
It's not the same in Mexico, is it?
Not really. I mean, we have a lot of waters.
Okay.
But now we're going to learn just one type,
okay.
which is with gas.
Oh, sparkling.
Yes. So we have two keywords.
Okay.
The first one is gas.
Gas. Okay.
Gas.
So this is the carbonation.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the second one is botella.
Botella means bottle.
Yes.
All right.
Gas, botella.
Okay. Excellent. We're going to be listening for those two keywords. How about if we hear that dialogue now 3 times?
Dialogue, first time.
¿Qué le doy?
¿Me da una botella de agua, por favor?
¿Agua con gas o sin gas?
Sin gas porque me da gas.
Enseguida se la doy.
Gracias.
Second time.
¿Qué le doy?
¿Me da una botella de agua, por favor?
¿Agua con gas o sin gas?
Sin gas porque me da gas.
Enseguida se la doy.
Gracias.
Third time.
¿Qué le doy?
¿Me da una botella de agua, por favor?
¿Agua con gas o sin gas?
Sin gas porque me da gas.
Enseguida se la doy.
Gracias.
All right, we're back. Now let's do the translation.
¿Qué le doy?
What do I give you?
¿Qué le doy?
What can I give you?
¿Qué le doy? Me da una botella de agua, por favor.
Give me a bottle of water, please.
Me da una botella de agua, por favor.
Will you give me a bottle of water, please?
Me da una botella de agua, por favor. ¿Agua con gas o sin gas?
Carbonated water or non-carbonated water?
¿Agua con gas o sin gas?
So, sparkling water or natural water?
¿Agua con gas o sin gas? Sin gas, porque me da gas.
Okay, so natural because it gives me gas.
Sin gas, porque me da gas.
Without gas, because it'll give me gas.
Sin gas, porque me da gas.
Mm-hmm.
Enseguida se la doy.
I'll get it for you right away.
Enseguida se la doy.
I will get it for you right away.
Enseguida se la doy. Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Oh my goodness. Liliana, did we just read a dialogue about gas?
Yes.
About having gas? About passing gas?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, no. We're teaching real Spanish.
Okay.
And real Spanish, you know, there's gas. You know?
Really?
Yes.
You know what? We better talk about this later because I'm getting distracted from the grammar that I want to talk about.
Yes. Let's go into every sentences and analyze it.
Okay. Here we go. So let's start with, what shall I get for you?
¿Qué le doy? ¿Qué le doy?
Okay. Let's start at the very end of the sentence with the word for I give.
Doy.
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 Okay. Doy. What verb is that?
It's the verb dar.
Dar means to give. So doy means I give.
Mm-hmm.
Now that doesn't sound entirely regular. I would expect it to be yo do.
No.
No. Yo do, no. Okay.
It's a regular verb.
Okay, doy.
Doy.
Okay. Well, that's not too hard. How about for you?
Le doy.
Le doy. No, get. I will get for you, right?
Yes.
Le doy. And then what shall I get for you?
Que le doy.
Que le doy. Okay, now this is the present tense in Spanish, which translates literally to I get for you what, right? I get for you what. But, you know, when we translate it in English, we can make the English a little bit more normal sounding too,
yes.
right? So what shall I get for you? You can use the present tense in Spanish as a future tense too. So what can I get for you? What shall I get for you? All right. I'm sure you're all fascinated by those uses of the present tense. Shall we move to the next sentence?
Let's do.
Okay. How about, can you give me a bottle of water, please?
¿Me da una botella de agua, por favor?
Okay. Now, this is the verb dar again, right?
Again.
Okay. Now, here it's you give. Can you tell us how to say you give?
Da.
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 Okay. So, you give. Now, that's the polite form, right?
That's right.
Okay. So, it's not das.
No.
That would be the familiar form.
He's talking with usted form.
Okay. Because it's a person, he's just buying a bottle of water for them.
Yeah, it's a stranger.
Okay. Okay. So, one more time. You give?
Da.
Da. Okay. And you give to me?
Me da.
Me da.
Okay. Me da.
Now, this doesn't necessarily sound like a request. You give me, right?
No.
But if you sound polite and if you make it sound like a question at the end of the sentence, then it's a polite question.
Yeah, and that's what you use at the end, por favor.
Okay.
So you're trying to say please. It's not like, give me, you know?
All right. So por favor means please.
Yes, por okay. favor means please.
So now we have the beginning of the sentence and the end of the sentence. Mm-hmm. So let's just do the in the middle. So what is it that he's asking for?
Una botella de agua.
Una botella de agua. Okay, so this is a bottle of water. Now, it's just like in English. So what's the word for bottle?
Botella.
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 Okay, now it's got that double L in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say botella.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can say botella.
Well, if you're in Argentina, you can say botella.
I can say botella.
No.
No, okay. I can say botema.
No. Botella.
Botella. How do you say one bottle?
Una botella.
Una botella. Okay, una botella. Why is it una?
Because it's feminine.
Okay,
botella. It's la botella.
Right. Grammatically feminine noun wants a grammatically feminine article, which here is una.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one bottle of water. How do you say of water?
Agua. De agua.
De agua. And the word for water is?
Agua.
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 Okay. All right. So the next line is, will you give me a bottle of water, please?
¿Me da una botella de agua, por favor?
Okay. Now we're going to start with the word for give, which we already know from the last sentence was dar, right?
That's right.
So here, how about you say you give?
Da.
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 Okay. How about you give to me?
Me da.
Me da. All right. Me da. Now this is the polite form, right?
It is.
They're not talking in the familiar. Otherwise, that would be me das.
Exactly.
Right, tú me das. But here it's usted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so me da. What is it that they're asking for?
Una botella de agua.
Una botella de agua. That means a bottle of water. And the order is the same as in English.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how do you say a bottle?
Botella.
Botella. And a bottle?
Una botella.
Una botella. Okay, and then how about of water?
De agua.
De agua. So de means of?
That's right.
And then the word for water?
Agua.
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 I learned that word on Sesame Street.
You did?
I did, yeah. There's a guy crawling through the desert and saying agua because he's thirsty. Right?
Agua.
Okay, so how do you say, can you give me a bottle of water?
Me da una botella de agua.
Okay, and all that's left is please.
Por favor.
Por favor. All right. Let's put it all together. Can you give me a bottle of water, please?
¿Me da una botella de agua, por favor?
Okay. Now, here again, we have the present tense acting as a future tense. So, will you give me, right? And that's how you make a polite request in Mexico and other parts of the Spanish-speaking world. Okay, the next sentence, I kind of translated two different ways, and it is a little bit of a tricky translation, but it's basically, do you want carbonated water or non-carbonated water?
Agua con gas o sin gas.
Okay, so literally that's water with gas or without gas.
Yes.
And gas means the carbonation.
Yes.
Okay, so how do you say water again?
Agua.
Agua. And with gas.
Con gas.
Con gas. That means bubbly, sparkling, carbonated.
Yes.
Right? How do you say without gas?
Sin gas.
Sin gas. Okay, so say one more time with gas.
Con gas.
And without gas?
Sin gas.
Okay, now how do we link them together and say or?
Oh.
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 Okay. So water with gas or without gas?
Exactly. Agua con gas o sin gas.
Muy bien. And so the person says, oh my gosh, this person I think gives a little bit too much information.
I think he's just funny.
Okay.
He's like trying to make the day, you know, for the vendor just
okay, by talking about his intestinal tract. Here we go. So he says, without gas.
Sin gas.
Because it gives me gas.
Porque me da gas.
Okay, what's the word for because?
Por qué.
Por qué. And we've had all these words before.
Yes.
So it gives.
Me da.
Me da is it gives to me, mm-hmm. right? Me da. And then gas, right? It gives me gas. And that means...
The other type of gas.
The other type of gas. Not the carbonated.
That's right.
Oh, I'm trying to be polite. How about if we just move to the next sentence?
Let's do.
Okay. I will give it to you right away.
Enseguida se la doy.
Okay. Since we're so focused on this verb dar today, how do you say I give?
Doy.
Doy. Oh, we already talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then how do you say I will give it?
La doy.
La doy. Now, it is the bottle?
Yes.
Okay. So I will give it. Now, how do you say to you? How do you normally say to you in Spanish?
Le.
Le. Okay. The normal way to say to you is le. But then we get the situation where you have le la doy.
Yeah.
That doesn't
you cannot
right.
say that.
Okay.
Le la doy. That's why they're using se la doy.
Se la doy. Okay. Whenever you're about to say le la, stop yourself and say se la.
Exactly.
Okay. And some of you are probably wondering, what's the grammar? I don't care. All right. Don't worry. Whenever you're about to say le la, stop yourself and say se la. And you'll be fine. Okay. So I will give it to you.
Se la doy.
All right. Now we need the word for right away.
Enseguida.
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 Okay. Right away. And then the answer is thank you.
Gracias.
All right. Shall we listen to the dialogue 3 more times?
Let's do.
Dialogue. First time.
¿Qué le doy?
¿Me da una botella de agua, por favor?
¿Agua con gas o sin gas?
Sin gas porque me da gas.
Enseguida se la doy.
Gracias.
Second time.
¿Qué le doy?
¿Me da una botella de agua, por favor?
¿Agua con gas o sin gas?
Sin gas porque me da gas.
Enseguida se la doy.
Gracias.
Third time.
¿Qué le doy?
¿Me da una botella de agua, por favor?
¿Agua con gas o sin gas?
Sin gas porque me da gas.
Enseguida se la doy.
Gracias.
All right, we're back, and I want to take a look at this verb dar, okay? So dar means to give?
That's right.
All right, now how do you say I give? That would be yo.
Doy.
Doy. And how do you say you give in the polite way? So that would be usted?
Da.
Da.
Yes.
Okay, so doy and da.
Mm-hmm.
Piece of cake. All right, I also want to take a look at the word agua because it's a little bit tricky. It's kind of a gender bender, right? This word is feminine, right? Agua, it ends with an A.
Yes,
right?
It is.
And so you'd say cold water?
Agua fría.
Agua fría, and that's the feminine word for cold, right?
Yes.
Now, here's the tricky part. You have to say el agua.
That's true.
Right?
You don't say el agua.
No, it's too many A's.
Yes.
All right.
It's el agua.
El agua. Now, that el is because la agua sounds too awkward. So, it's el agua. But it's not masculine. It's feminine.
It is.
All right. Okay, that's enough. Now, let's talk about what you've been wanting to talk about since you wrote this dialogue, Lily.
Me?
It's yes.
not me. No, anyway. I just want to say gas, like in, you know, in the U.S., mm-hmm. it can be obviously gas in your intestines, but it can also be the gas from the kitchen, the one you use to cook.
Oh, cooking gas, yeah.
Cooking gas, or also like we also call gas for gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm out of gas.
Okay.
So it basically it applies to a lot of things.
Okay, all the same things that we talk about in English, right? When we
exactly.
say the word gas.
Okay. Exactly.
All right, Liliana. My goodness. All right, folks.
You cannot
do
that.
What is the challenge? I can't do what? What is the challenge? I was just sitting over here by my microphone.
No. He did it with his mouth.
What are you talking about?
Okay. I think it's time for us to say...
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego. Please leave your comments.